Start with Parshas Vayechi. Start with a Vard said over last year, and I think it was a very powerful Vard. Pasuk tells us right before Shulishi, Perik Memches, Pasuk Tezayin, Hamalach Hagoyal Oisi Mikhoro, Yivarech Esan Orim, Vikarivem Shmi, Vishem Avoisai, Avrohom, Vyitzchok, Vyidgul Oroi, Vikarev Hearts. Yaakov gives a bracha, Vyidgul Oroi. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Vyidgul? Kadogim Halolok, these fish, Sheporim Varovim, fish multiply, Vein Ayin Horo, Sheilatis Behem, and the Ayin Horo has no power over fish, so too Bnei Yisrael should multiply, and the Ayin Hara should have no power over Bnei Yisrael. Why does Yaakov Avinu dafka compare and give a bracha with fish? So, Mishem Tzadikim, it's said over that fish are unique. What's special about fish? A fish, once it's tahar, it remains tahar forever. A fish can never become treif, can never become osa to eat. A fish that's born with fins and scales, it doesn't matter what happens afterwards, the fins and scales, they're on, they're off, it falls off, the fish is alive, the fish is dead, the fish is always mutter to eat. Fish that's tahar can never become osa to eat.
But isn't it like circumstances of a shash, if you buy a fillet fish?
A fish that has fins and scales, that's born like that, does not become a treif. If you don't know, so that's a definition. But a fish, mashenkein, animals, or birds that have some money tahara, can become an aveilah. An animal can become an aveilah. A fish doesn't need shechita. An animal needs shechita. Birds need shechita. An animal or a bird, if it's not shechted properly or dies, becomes an aveilah or a treifa. So an animal or a bird, even though they're tahar, they could become tamid. They could become asr. Fish, on the other hand, once they're kosher, they can never become asr. Fish always remain mutar. So Yaakov gave a bracha to Yosef, to Menashe and Ephraim, and Vayidgul, that Klal Yisrael should always remain mitahara, should always remain tahar. The same way fish always remain tahar, and fish can never become asr, so to Klal Yisrael should always remain tahar, and not become tamei. Rapsilcha Bun Mepashischa says another idea, and he says that fish have a maila, and fish have a chisarin. What's the maila fish? The maila fish is like Rashi says, the maila is the parim v'ravim, fish multiply a lot, and also the ayin hara has no power over fish. On the other hand, it's a tremendous chisarin, because the big fish eat the small fish. The bigger fish eat the smaller fish. Tremendous chisarin fish have. They eat each other.
So it says,
okay. But there's always a bigger fish than a bigger fish, right? So it says it's mechaburim v'ashischa. V'yidgul l'roiv. Yaakov v'bracha l'roiv. You should be like fish, l'roiv. To multiply without the ayin hara, parim v'ravim. In the good aspects of the fish. But in the chesar of the fish, that Yaakov excluded from his bracha. Yaakov did not compare Klal Yisrael to fish for the aspect of swallowing one another. But dafka of a yidgul l'roiv, for the purpose of l'roiv, for the good aspects of the fish, that's what Yaakov gave a bracha to Yosef, Menashe and Ephraim. Says right before Revi, the Pasuk says, Yaakov tells Yosef, I'll give you one extra portion over your brothers. The word Shechem means a chelik. Rashi says also means mamish, the city of Shechem, that I took from the hands of the Amori with my sword, becharbi ubekashti, and my bow. Says Rashi, becharbi ubekashti, hi chachmosi b'tfilosi. Is my chokhma and my tefillah. So charbi and kashi doesn't mean a physical sword, a physical bow, but it refers to my chokhma and my tefillah. What's the meaning of chokhma? Where does chokhma and tefillah come to becharbi or bekashi? So brought down that when a person davens, a person has to daven with chokhma. When a person davens, we start Shemoneh Esrei. What are the first three brachas? The first three brachas are Malchus, Kedushas Hashem. Where does the Bakasha start? The Bakashas, the middle brachas, start with Atachanin Rodam Das. Which is the first of the middle brachas? Das. Seichel. Chochma. The first Bakasha that a person asks in Shemoneh Esrei is for Chochma. because a person has to know what to ask for. A person has to know what to daven for. Sometimes we think we know what to daven for. We think this will be good for us, and this is what we, and this is how all our troubles will be answered, all our problems will be solved. If only this happened. And the truth is, it's not the answer. It's not going to help us. The first thing that a person needs when he davens is chachma. A person has to know what to ask for. Before tefillah comes chachma. A person has to know what to ask for. After chayin v'adam das, the first of the brachas of Shemayin Esrei. Say over b'shem the Chavetz Chaim, we bench brichas ha-chaydesh. We bench the chaydesh. What do we say? We say, we ask for oisha v'chavoyd. At the end, what do we say? Shemal ha-chadosh baruch hu m'sha'alois l'beinu l'toivo omein selah. Says the Chavetz Chaim, after we ask for oisha, after we ask for kovod, after we ask for all of our needs, we say at the end, it should only be m'sha'alois l'beinu l'toivo, only if it's good for us. If it's not good for us, then don't fulfill it. We're only asking for these bakashas if it's good for us. A person doesn't necessarily know what's good for him. A person doesn't always know. A person needs chokhmah before he davens to understand that not everything that he thinks is good is the best. It should be, Shema HaKadosh Baruch Hu M'Shalois L'Beinu L'Toivo Sela. He asks for Oishah V'Chavoyd. Ashirus, people think Ashirus is great. Ashirus is good. Pasuk says, there's Oishah Shomer L'Bayil V'Rosoy. There's an Oishah that harms a person. A person's not careful with Ashirus, it could destroy him. Say over a story. I think we said over the story. Say over a story. There's once a miser. A big Kamsa never gave any money to Tzedakah. And everybody in town knew that if you go to this Kamsa for money for Tzedakah, you walk away without a penny. It doesn't even pay to go to him. One time a Rav came collecting from a different town and he heard about the Kamsa. He decided he's going to teach him a lesson. He's going to go into him. He comes to the miser and he says to him, I'm collecting on behalf of Aniyim. Can you please help us out? So the miser says, oh, it's obvious you're not from this town. You don't live around here. Because everybody who lives around here knows, I don't give any tzedakah. I don't give a penny. You're wasting your time. Please leave. So the Rav says, you have it all wrong. I didn't come to ask you for a donation. I came to be mevaka chayla. I came to be mevaka chayla. So the Asher looks at him and he says, mevaka chayla. Baruch Hashem, I'm healthy. I'm walking around. I'm not a chayla. The Rav says, no, I came to be mevaka chayla. So the Asher says, 1 minute. Do you know something that I don't know? Maybe you see in Shemayim something I don't know. Tell me. The Rav says, 1 second. If you want to know why I came to be mevaka chayla, it's going to cost you. If you promise to give me a good and generous nedava, I'll tell you why I came to be mevaka chayla. So the Asher starts hemming and hawing. Finally, curiosity got the best of him. And he says to the Rav, okay, you have a deal. I'll give you a nice nedava, name your price, and tell me why you came to mevaka chayla. Tell me what you know. So the Rav says to him, the pasuk says, Oishah shomer l'bayil v'rosai. Ashirus can harm a person. You have a machla. Your machla is Ashirus. You have a machla. And I came to mevaka chayla. When a person's mevaka chayla, he takes away 1/60th of the sickness. So I came to mevaka chayla to take away 1/60th of your sickness.
He took 1/60th of his machla.
I don't know what happened afterwards, but that's the story they say over. Gemaisa, you have in this week's parasha, you have Mevaka Chayla. Give you the parasha. What happens? Yaakov is a Chayla, and Yosef comes to visit his father. Yosef comes to visit Yaakov. And everybody says this. This word is brought down by many. It says, Vayhi achar, peregrim ches pasuk aleph, Vayhi achar ehad varam ha'ele, Vayoymir lo Yosef, hine yavicha Chayla. And he says to Yosef, your father Yaakov is a Chayla. Vayikach es shrei benav imoy, Yosef takes Menashe and Ephraim, Vayischazek Yisrael posik beis, Vayeshev al hamita. He sits up on the bed. Before Yosef came, Yaakov was a chayla. Yosef walks in, Vayeshev al hamita. The gematria of the word hine is 60. Vayomer Yosef hine, hey nun hey, 5, 50 and 5 is 60. So before Yosef came, Yaakov was hine, he was fully sick, 60/60ths. When Yosef came in, Vayeshev al hamita. Yaakov set up on the bed. Hamita, the gematria is 59. Hey is 5, Mem is 40, Tess is 9, Hey is again 5, is 59. After Yosef came, who is Mevaka Chayla, took away 1/60th, and Yaakov only had 59 chalakim left, 1/60th, Yosef took away.
Is that?
The Gra definitely, and others, I've seen it, others also. Vayeshiv alamita. Mevaka Chayla takes away 1/60th of a person's sickness. sometimes it comes to me back a chayla, a person says, what do I accomplish? Where do I go? The chayla needs me there. The chayla doesn't need me there. But if a person thinks, realizes that when you go to the chayla, besides lifting up somebody's spirits, you're also taking away a chayla of the sickness. Who knows? But you're being back a chayla, maybe you'll make it a little easier, more comfortable for the chayla. It's the Indian of being back a chayla. The charbi of a kashli. So Rashi again says, my chachma and my tefillah. Sefer Kehilas Yitzchak. And he says, oh, a very nice idea. How does Rashi know that Charbi and Kashti means Chochma and Tefillah? The Medrash brings down Charbi and Kashti means Mitzvahs and Maisim Toivim. Why do we dash in a Pasuk Poshet with a sword and an arrow and a bow? Why do we dash in a Pasuk Tefillah, Mitzvahs, Maisim Toivim? Says the Kehilas Yitzchak, think for a minute. When an army goes to war, when you go to fight against the enemy, which weapon do we use first? The arrow or the sword? First you fire away. Arrow. First you shoot the arrows from far away.
Right. Then we come
cover. And to make a dent in the army to harm the enemy. And then, when you come closer, the swords come out. First, so the Pasuk should have said, Bekashti u'becharbi. With my arrow and with my sword. Not becharbi u'becashti. My sword and my arrow seems to be out of order. First you shoot from far. And then the sword is used when you're close up. Hand-to-hand combat when you're close up. What's the becharbi first? Says the Kigas Yitzchak. Now, Karchach, the Pasuk's not referring to a regular Muhammad. A regular Muhammad, the bow would be used before the arrow. The Pasuk's referring to a Ruchnius Dikta Muhammad. The Charbi Bakashni means my tefillahs, my mitzvahs, my Maisim Toivim. When it comes to fighting the Yetzirah, how do you fight the Yetzirah? You can't start from far. You have to start with the Yetzirah in you. Ki Yetzir Leib Ha'odom Ramin Urov. The Yetzirah is in the person. A person first has to start working on his insides. The Yetzirah that's within him. The Charbi, first he works on the close enemy, the Yetzirah. And only when he's able to overcome and make a dent in the Yetzirah that's close to him, could he work on the Kashti, could he work on the Yetziraharas that are far away. But as long as a person has that Yetzirah sitting in him, he can't advance to a Yetzirah that's away from him. So when it comes to mitzvahs and Maisim Toivim, he first has to work on his insides, what's in him. That's the Charbi. First with the sword, what's closer to him, and then the Kashni, and then with the arrow, what's further away.
So where's this Pasuk?
Rabbi V. Pasuk. Perik Memchas Pasuk Chofbeis. The last two words, right before V. The Charbi of the Kashni. First has to be with a Cherev, and then the Kashni. When it comes to Tayrim, Mrs. Meissen Tayrim, he has to work on himself, and then out. So it can't mean a regular Muhammad, but it has to be Becharbi, it has to be Becharbi Bekashi. Vayikra Yaakov Obonov, right after Revi, Yaakov calls his sons, Perik Mem Tes Pasuk Aleph, Vayoyme, He Osfu, Vagidu Achem, Eisashi Yikra Eschem, Ba'acharas Hayomim. Gather, and I'll tell you what will happen, Mashiach times, Ba'acharas Hayomim. Everyone knows Rashi, Rashi brings down right away, Vagidu Achem, Bikesh, Lagaloi, says Hakates. Yaakov wanted to reveal the end when the Google would come. When the Shechina left him, the Hischilayim started to say Devar Machayim. Good, and we all know that Yaakov was in the Galad Kates, and we don't know this man Mashiach will come. And even though throughout the Dairis there were many Gedolim that predicted, that tried to predict when Mashiach would come, we don't know this man. What's the Indian? Why, Taka, don't we know this man? Why don't we know when the Google will come? What would be so bad if we knew when the Google would come? Why don't we know?
We would be good.
So Duno Magid says over, I saw others say the same concept. Duno Magid says, when you look at a Sefer Torah, there's a halacha that all the oisiyos have to be mukaf gevil. Mukaf gevil means there has to be parchment around all the letters. You can't write a letter by the edge of the parchment. If you write a letter at the very bottom, or on the very top, or on the sides, and there's no parchment surrounding the letter on all four sides, the letter is pasul. It has to be mukaf gevil surrounded by parchment on all four sides. You write a letter, you can write it close to the bottom. As long as there's some parchment blank underneath the letter is kosher. But if it's completely, there's no parchment around the letter, it's no good. Why? Because when a letter is written on, and there's parchment around it, you could recognize the letter and the size of the letter. You could see, is the letter written properly, is it the right size, the right surah. But if the letter is written close to the bottom, you can't tell the size, because the reason why the letter stops at the bottom is not necessarily because that's the proper size of the letter, but because there's no room left. There's no room on top, there's no room on the side, there's no room on the bottom. When it's Mukaf Gevil, you see the whole picture. You see everything around the letter. When you see the entire picture all around, that gives you the true surah of the letter. Now you could see if the letter is written properly, the proper size, proper format, and so on. He says the Dubnu Magid, he's saying it's true. Golus is a whole picture. Golus is a whole picture. Golus is not just, we're in exile, we're in Golus. Part of the Golus is not knowing the end. That's part of the tsar of the Golus. The person knows when his troubles end, it lessens his troubles. The person is in a situation, and he knows tomorrow it's going to be over, it's much easier to deal with it than if he does not show when it's going to end. Golus, if we know when it ends, it would take away from our tsar of Golus. We know another year, another month, and Golus is over. We know it ends. Even when we think about today, we think about the year 6000. So somehow, you know, it's going to end in the year 6000. It's coming to an end. But when a person doesn't know when Golus is going to end, a person doesn't know how long it's going to be, faket. It makes the Golus a little more difficult. That's part of the Golus. Not only that, but it makes him wanting to end more. It makes him to want to end the Golus. It makes him daven to ask Hashem to end the Golus, to bring it to an end, because we don't know when it's going to be. If we knew when the Golus is going to end, we wouldn't daven for the end. We know it's coming anyway. It's coming in Megal. Part of the Golus is having the tzar, not knowing when it's coming to an end. Part of the Golus is our yearning, our bakoshes for the Golus to end. We have to see the whole picture. The Golus has with it not just the Golus itself, but everything around it. The not knowing when it's going to end, not knowing what's going to be, and that brings us more to desire the kates, to be mispalel for the kates. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu hid from us the end when Mashiach will come, so we should want it, appreciate it, and be mispalel for it. By the brachas that Yaakov gives to the Shvatim, the bracha to Yisachar, Perik Memtes, Pasik Tezva, Vayar Menucha Kitoiv, Vesa'aret Kino Emo, Vayet Shichmoy Lispo. Literally, he lowered his shoulder to carry. Says Rashi, to carry what? Oil Torah. Yisachar carried the oil Torah. Yisachar were the ones that were Kaveya Itim, the ones on Abed Hashanim, they carried the oil of Torah. Famous story, probably everybody knows it. The Chazoinish had Ben Bayis staying in his house. And Ben Bayis said to the Chazoinish, I need chizik in Liman HaTorah. Tell me words of chizik, be mechazik me in learning. I shouldn't waste my time, I should use my time properly, I should learn. So the Chazoinish said, I'll tell you a story. Anyway, the story with the Taz and the Bach, everybody knows the story. The Taz was the Bach's son-in-law. The Bach was the father-in-law of the Taz. And when the Taz married the Bach's daughter, the Bach agreed that every day he would feed the Taz meat. Give the Taz meat to eat. And this way the Taz would be able to learn. He wouldn't have a digus of harnasa, he wouldn't have a digus of eating. He'll be strong and healthy. The Bach promised to give the Taz meat every day. And kachave, the Bach gave the Taz a meal of meat every day. One day, the Bach didn't have meat, couldn't get meat, and he gave the Taz the lungs. Right, the lung of an animal to eat. He gave him the lung of an animal to eat. The Taz, the next day, took the Bach to Udin Taira. Took the Bach to Udin Taira, and he went to Besdin, and he tied it. My father-in-law cheated me. My father-in-law agreed to give me meat every day. Meat is good, bossa, not lungs. And the Bach, he gave me lungs to eat.
Meat.
He gave me lungs instead of meat. The Taz took the Bach to Udin Taira. Besdin heard this case, back and forth, they passed him like the Bach. That lungs is bossa, lungs is included in meat, and the Bach had every right to give meat to the Taz. That was his tenai, to give meat to the Taz, and that's what he gave, and the Bach did absolutely nothing wrong. The whole city was in an uproar. How could the Taz have the chutzpah to take his father-in-law to Udin Taira? His father-in-law is feeding him meat. One day he gives him lungs, and the son-in-law right away takes his father-in-law to Udin Taira. Chutzpah! How could it be? So the Taz explained. The Taz says that he saw that the day that he ate the lungs, instead of eating meat, he had a little bit less kayach than the other days. Ooh. And he learned a few minutes less. Ooh. He wasn't able to learn the full amount of time that he learned every day because he had the lungs instead of meat. He learned a few minutes less on that day. And he saw that in Shemayim there was a taina on the Bach. That a kitrig on the Bach, that because of giving the Taz lungs instead of meat, the Taz learns a little less than he usually did. It was a kitrig on the Bach. Oh, so in order to take off the kitrig, in order to remove the kitrig on the Bach, the Taz took his father-in-law to Udin Taira. And Bezdin Shalmata, Paskin, that Rei is considered meat. So the Bach was absolutely right in what he did. The Meila, Bezdin Shalmaila, follows the Psak of Bezdin Shalmata. And therefore, Bezdin Shalmaila was masking that lungs is meat, and the Bach did absolutely nothing wrong, and there was no taina there was no taina on
the
Bach.
Minutes is on the Taz's head.
The question is, before he went in the Torah, why didn't he just go to his father and ask him, why didn't you do it? Maybe he'll tell him it's possible. The Bach knows what he's talking about.
True, but... Okay, he wanted a psak of Bezdin to make it clear. There shouldn't be any kutrik of Shemayim. So the Chazoinish told him, you see how much a few minutes of earth, a few minutes of Torah, you see what a few minutes of earth, little Torah. No, what should we say? We're not in the Madrega of the Taz and the Bach. But everyone's on their own Madrega. But on our own Madrega that we are, the few extra minutes, over Shabbos, Friday nights are long, Motzei Shabbos is long, a few extra minutes, person, take a few extra minutes to learn. And fakert, maybe a few extra minutes grows into an extra hour, a little bit at a time, and a person be mechazik and learn. Tonight's really a Sarah B'tavis, tomorrow's a Tainus, a Sarah B'tavis. The beginning of the siege of Yerushalayim, beginning of the Churban is a Sarah B'tavis. It's the only Tainus we fast on a Friday. Every other Tainus we don't fast on a Friday. Some rites had it been on Shabbos, we fast on Shabbos. We were fast on Shabbos, but it doesn't come out on Shabbos.
If it would
be coming, we fast on Shabbos. I'm sorry, but Davis. So, forget. If the Churban started, it's a time to rebuild. How do we rebuild? We rebuild by learning Torah. Person learns Torah. Torah rebuilds. So let's be mechazik ourselves. Amen. Let's learn. I know the winter, it's getting cold outside. It's a cold week. The winter finally is here. It's harder to come out at night. It's harder to run around sometimes. But forget. Let's be mechazik ourselves and use the time that we have. And if we use our time wisely, Kodesh Baruch Hu, watch over us, Shmizaicha, the city go with Shreim Heri, Amen.